From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. NATO leaders meeting in Brussels turn their attention to the long war in Afghanistan. President Ashraf Ghani and Ukraine's leader Petro Poroshenko will join the summit Thursday. Wednesday was largely about President Trump's complaints that America's NATO partners are not paying enough for their own defense.
Now, this has been going on for decades. This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer.
He took aim at allies who haven't yet reached an agreed-to goal made 4 years ago of 2% gross domestic product for defense by 2024. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg insisted Wednesday progress has been made.
On top of that, on the initiative of President Trump last year, we agreed to develop the national plans as a very powerful tool to make sure that allies deliver on the promise to increase defense spending.
After the summit concludes, Mr. Trump heads to the United Kingdom later Thursday for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May and a meeting with Queen Elizabeth before a one-on-one summit Monday with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, in the Finnish city, Helsinki. The political opposition in Ivory Coast Wednesday criticized the newly reformed government of President Alassane Ouattara as bloated following a dispute within the ruling coalition over the selection of a 2020 presidential candidate. His cabinet was expanded from 34 to 41 ministers. Ugandan police resorted to live ammunition and tear gas Wednesday to break up protests over new taxes, including a 200 shilling fee, to gain access to social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Skype, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Wednesday at the Kremlin with Russian leader Putin for talks believed to have focused on Iran's presence in Syria. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said it's only natural for Israel to forge closer ties with Moscow on the issue.
And so Russia is being acknowledged clearly as the main power broker in Syria, is the go-to country in terms of trying to settle this down. And Russia is playing the role the U.S. used to play, actually, in the region, in that it has relationships with parties to the conflict or potential conflict, in this case, the Syrian government, Iran, and Israel.
Mr. Netanyahu's visit coincided with the downing of a Syrian drone in Israeli airspace. Israel responded Thursday with strikes against three Syrian positions. China has expressed shock and anger at the U.S. decision to add another $200 billion worth of Chinese products to be subject to 10% tariffs by the end of August over Chinese trade and economic practices. It vowed to take the matter to the World Trade Organization. Patrick Chovanec, chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management, said China can retaliate.
They can make it virtually impossible for any U.S. imports to enter the country, not just slap tariffs on them, but basically bar them. They can also crack down on companies that are American companies that are doing business in China and selling inside of China.
The Chinese foreign ministry described the tit-for-tat tariff war with the U.S. as a fight between unilateralism and multilateralism. The U.S. has already imposed tariffs on a variety of Chinese products, totaling $50 billion. The lone surviving member of a German neo-Nazi group was sentenced to life in prison Wednesday for her role in the murders of 10 people, mostly migrants, last decade. Beate Schappe was also convicted by a Munich court of membership in a terrorist organization, among other crimes. The Czech parliament gave its backing to a new center-left minority government led by billionaire Andrej Babiš, following a nine-month effort to achieve majority backing following elections last October. He had to strike a power-sharing deal with the communists, giving them a role in governing for the first time in the country since the 1989 Velvet Revolution. British police said they spoke with 45-year-old Charlie Rowley for the first time since he and a partner were felled by the nerve agent Novichok June 30th in southern England. Dawn Sturgis died of the effects of the toxin on Sunday. Their poisoning occurred near where the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter fell ill in March. The World Cup final set, France versus Croatia, after the latter defeated England Wednesday 2-1, the last semifinal match in Russia.
We are a very small nation. We are a nation, 4 million people, and we are in the final of a championship, world championship.
The World Cup final to be played in Moscow Sunday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.